56.
Accept and authorize an intergovernmental agreement for a grant in the amount of $669,209 from Metro for Regional Transportation Options Smart Trips, Smart Cities, Transportation Demand Management Programs.
Very good. And I'm not sure who pulled this item.
Mr. Lightning did.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the reasons why I pulled this item is that I want to have a clear understanding from President Trump on some of the moves he's beginning to make on these federal grants. Now, a lot of people think that the federal government is required to do federal grants down to the state, the city, the counties. Now, that is being basically challenged through court as of this time on certain presidential executive orders. Now, what I'm beginning to see in with a little more research on this is that a lot of groups that like challenge Hillary Clinton, Judicial Watch on her foundation, the watchdogs, is that what we're going to start seeing on these grants is that you may be able to receive these the money, but there's nothing from their position on how restrictive they can be on these grants. Now, for instance, when you start reviewing the federal grants and the federal clauses, you'll notice in there that you are required to follow presidential executive orders. Now, that's being placed inside the federal grants on the federal clauses. Now, when you review this very close, you need to understand that you receive the money, but if they come back and say you're in violation of the grant because you don't follow presidential executive orders, you're in violation of this grant. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's where it's going to get very complicated, because at that point they can come back and impose penalties. They can come back and say that you were aware that you were going to violate this grant based upon my presidential executive order, and yet you signed for the money. Well, you don't want to be doing that. So again, I'm just stressing to the city attorneys, start watching very close on his positioning. There's a difference between an Oregon developer and a New York developer. There'll be about 100 pages added in New York of various terms, clauses that you need to look at very close. That's how they negotiate. That's how they deal. Very restrictive. So watch these grants very close and understand, if you violate these grants in the terms, you might have to pay that money back, whether you like it or not. And you may be entitled to it up front, but when it gets so restrictive, you might not want to sign on the dotted line. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Commissioner Fish.
I've had a chance to skim the documents in our packet. Looks like this is focused on trips and demand management, but where we often see smart cities coming up in matters before council now, it also has to do with so-called autonomous vehicles. I see nothing in the attached documents that relate to autonomous vehicles. So can I just confirm that with the commissioner in charge?
I see nothing in it also.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The grant's approved. Thank you.